This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Stephanie Brown. I am interviewing
Celia
Lopez. This Celia Lopez. Start time is 10:54. Location is Rojo, Brooklyn, New York. And today date is October 22nd. One important question will be, I need your permission to record the interview and to share with my class. And also, it will be an oral report that is going to be in a collection in the Brooklyn College. Is that okay?
Yes.
And also for photograph?
Yes, that's fine.
And also to record?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Sylvia, how old are you?
52.
What is your race?
I am Panamanian.
And your birthday?
March 1st, 1966.
Okay, and you are from?
I just answered that. From Panama. Well, Cologne, Panama.
All right. And when did you come to America?
Let me think. I want to say it was around 1985.
And how old was you?
About 19, going on 19.
How was that experience for you?
It was a very difficult, time. It was a very difficult time. I had to leave my country and look for better opportunities for myself.
All right. And do you by any chance have any pictures, journals, or newspaper clippings that can help us with more information with your story?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's okay. All right. So now I'm going to ask you a few questions about your story. The first question is, why did you leave your home society?
Why did I personally leave, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I left my country, like I said, to better myself and to see if I can, get a better education. There was a lot of things going on in my country. A lot of political things, religious, racial, racial persecution, slavery. People are getting kidnapped from their homes. Basically, my family thought it was safer for me to come to the U.S. and try to pursue nursing school, which was my passion.
Well, that's very sad to hear all that stuff happened. How did you feel about that? How did all of that make you feel?
What do you mean? Like, how did... What was going on in my country?
Yes, like you were at a young age and you was growing up, seeing all of that.
I mean, it was sad. I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. I really didn't even fully understand everything that was going on, to be honest.
Well, that's a really tough thing to go through.
Yes, it is.
And tell me about, you said you was 19 when you came to America, correct?
Yes.
So tell me about your journey in New York.
It's going to be kind of hard for me to bring all those old memories back up, but let's see, where do I begin? I was around 19. I said everything that was going on at the time in my country. My family reached out, well, my mom reached out to my godmother who had already left Panama a while back before, I came. And she was kind of established in New York, I guess. Well, for us, we call what she had established. And she said I can come, as long as I found a safe way to come to New York, I can stay with her and go to school and, get on my feet. And she would help me and she would look after me.
And how did exactly did you come to the United States?
The journey wasn't that difficult, I you would consider my journey kind of well, not you per se, but other people in my country who have traveled to the U.S., to New York, would consider my journey luxurious just because, you know, my journey to New York wasn't that bad. Other people, you know, died because of illness and unsanitary conditions on their way here. I didn't have to endure any of that kind of stuff. I was able to get here safely. And, you know, I traveled with another family member, and we got here safely.
And what was your first, how can I say, judgment about your opinion on New York when you first got here?
It was loud, noisy, full of people everywhere. The buildings, everything was different than what I was used to. I was a little scared, you know. I went to my godmother's house, and, you know, I stayed with her and her two kids. And staying with her wasn't what she made it out to be, you know. She made it seem like I was gonna have support and love, and I didn't have any of that kind of stuff. I didn't really have any of that kind of stuff. It was kind of difficult for me. I felt alone. And I remember being on the subway with my luggage, scared, you know, on my way to her house. And everything was just so new for me. I wasn't used to these kind of things. So pretty much, I guess my first impression was just scared. And yeah, scared.
Okay, well, I mean, so did you get used to it over time?
Of course. I mean, yeah. Look at me now. I jump on and off the subways.
And when you arrived to the United States, were you treated differently, or had people think of you differently since you were an immigrant?
Well, I mean, I don't think because I was an immigrant, it was more had to do with my skin color. You know, honestly speaking, my skin color, I'm a very dark shade, and I think I experienced a lot of racism. People were rude, not helpful with directions.
That must have been very hard for you, correct?
Yes.
All right, so sorry that you had to go through that. And the neighborhood that you live in with your aunt, correct?
Yes.
What is the name?
Brooklyn.
Okay, and what part of Brooklyn?
Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Bushwick, all right. And can you describe your neighborhood for me, please?
Oh, a lot of poverty, a lot of homeless people, abandoned buildings, dark streets. It was horrible. You know, it was not, like I said, it wasn't all it. My godmother made it up to be.
And is that a big change from Panama?
Well, I mean, you know what? Everything I just said compared to where I was living in Panama is the living conditions were better. It was still better.
And have your neighborhood changed since your arrival?
What do you mean, Bushwick, Brooklyn? What do you mean now?
Yes, like, you said that when you first got to Bushwick, there was a lot of poverty and homeless people. Did any of that change over time?
Oh, yeah, of course. People started investing and building, you know, coffee shops and shopping malls. And now the area is like a hotspot in Brooklyn where people go and hang out. And you see less immigrants because before there were a lot of people of my race. There were a lot of people of, you know, from Mexico. There was a lot of immigrants that made up the community. Now you see a total mixture of people and businesses, and it's way different now. Less poverty.
All right. The next question would be, how did your reception in your neighborhood and in the United States more genuinely changed over time. But you explained that fully also. So we're going to move past that. So tell me more about your experience in like the New York City and, you know, in the United States. Like, I want to know like the violent conflicts, you know, the natural disasters, you know, a lot of things with political that we have coming here. How do you feel about all that?
How do I feel about New York?
Yes, yeah, so like, have you experienced any violent conflicts and natural disasters?
I mean, you know, we had a few storms, you know, like weather related stuff like that. Nothing compared to what I endured in Panama, but I've experienced a lot of like racism. Racism here in New York is blatant and dangerous, and I saw a lot of my dreams burn to dust, and I just kept getting, you know, knocked down every time I tried to do something, and I just had to get back up and struggled and try to continue my education.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing that you wanted to continue your education. So tell me more about your...
I feel like this is a hard country to live in, you know, whatever, for the few good people that you meet along the way, you know. It's a hard country to live in, as well as my country. There's so many things going on. You know, I've lived in 6 different places in New York.
Which is?
I lived in, you know, like, well, Bushwick, Brooklyn when I first came. I've lived in Red Hook, Brooklyn as well. I've lived in Midwood, Flatbush section. I did live in the Bronx for a little bit, but back to Brooklyn. I didn't really like it. In the Bronx, and I met a lot of good people and a lot of horrible people, and you know, that's all I can say.
Did you have a goal when you came to the United States?
Yeah, my goal was to go to nursing school and become a nurse, and like I said, I had a lot of struggles. I struggled a lot to try to succeed, and I mean, eventually, I thank God that I was able to finish schooling after a few years, well, many years, and I am now a nurse. And, you know, one thing I can say about, you know, New York is that it's full of opportunities, and you just got to go out there and grab them. You can't sit still, and you can't let political racism, anything of that thing stand in your way. You just got to, you know, push forward.
All right. And how was it like for you to experience coming to the United States and living in 6 different places?
I mean, it was hard. It was hard. I kept on trying to find a place to be comfortable and just be like normal. Be normal, you know, and just succeed. It was kind of hard. And I wanted to move to a place where I see more people like me, you know, more people.
And when you say people like you, what do you mean?
People of my color, people of my, with my heritage, people that speak my first language, which is Spanish, you know, people like me.
All right. And what was your favorite neighborhood that you lived in?
I would have to say Bushwick.
And what was your least?
When I moved to the Bronx.
And can you tell me how those places are different? Like, why you didn't like the Bronx that much?
Well, the area that I was in, the Bronx, there were not too many Spanish-speaking people. So I felt like I was an outsider, or I didn't fit in. When I moved back to Bushwick, Brooklyn, like, the whole 80s and 90% of the community is Hispanic, you know. Other people who have migrated from their countries as well and had similar struggles to mine, or even worse. So they knew how hard it was, you know, to succeed and work for what you have. And I wanted to be around those kind of people.
And Bushwick had those type of people.
Yes.
All right. And are you currently working?
Yes.
Can you explain that? Like, how was it like when you first came here? Was it hard for you to find a job?
Well, yeah, it was very hard. You know, the pay was not good. You know, not being from here and not speaking too much English when I first arrived didn't help me at all. You know, that kind of weakened my chances of even getting a job. But eventually I got one.
And where do you work at now?
Now I work for a hospital for special surgery.
All right, and when you say it was hard for you, how did you overcome like that hardness of like speaking Spanish into speaking English so other people here could understand you more?
Well, I learned. I kept on studying. I never stopped trying to learn. I read books. I met a lot of nice people, and people helped me. But I read. I just read a lot of books, and I learned. I learned English. Now I speak it well.
Do you still live with your aunt?
No.
So now you live by yourself?
Yes, I have my own condo. I'm very successful, and you know.
And can you tell me how that was to finally live on your own in a place that's so different?
Well, I've been living on my own for many years now, so.
Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, how was it first when you first started and, like, made the decision to move out, even though you were, like, living?
I didn't make the decision to move out. I kind of had to. I was forced out by my godmother and her boyfriend, you know, marital issues. And, you know, I got a room. I had shared a room actually with another person, another Hispanic person who had came from the Dominican Republic. I met her and we became close friends, and we ended up sharing a room. It was such a small room, and we lived there for a few years until I was able to, you know, get something better.
And did you like that experience of sharing a room?
I mean, it was okay. It was better than being back home in Panama. It was safer for me.
And was she your friend? Like, did you guys have a great bond?
We're still friends. We're like sisters now, to this day.
So you're still in contact with her?
Of course.
So when you first came to the United States, how would you define the United States?
How would I define the United States? Well, like I said before, it's a very cold place, but full of opportunities, and you know, the ultimate goal was to become a U.S. citizen so I can have the same rights as others.
And your community is Bushwick. Are you close to your community?
Yeah, I've been involved in my community. We've done some. We set up some concerts. We've done some children activities. We have some food drives, toy drives. Yeah, I'm very involved in my community, especially the precinct, the 83rd precinct, located in Bushwick. I've done a lot of events with them as well. I like to give back and help people, like the way I was helped when I was here. I was very fortunate.
Did you ever thought, like, with everything that happened in your life, that when everything happened, did you ever thought that you ever stepped foot in the United States? Like, when you was young, did you ever think?
When I was small, that was like a dream to me. It was all like a dream to come to the, you know, to the U.S., New York, and be successful. And that's all the kids spoke about in Panama, and coming to the U.S., you know, getting out of that poverty or getting out of that violent, you know, country that we lived in. And yeah, so it was all a dream to me until it became reality.
So this question, I know it might be, you know, sad, but like, can you go more deep in like the, like, for example, like, how would you define immigration?
How would I define immigration?
Yeah, like, you know, I know this is like a tough thing to talk about and everything you've been through. How would you define the word immigration, you know, since that's something that you can say you experienced and stuff?
Wow, you're getting deep now.
I know.
I don't know if these questions are going to be so intense. So how would I define immigration?
Yes.
The question?
Yes.
Immigration, I mean, being an immigrant is, you know, when you're not from the U.S. and you migrate from another country, most likely illegally. I mean, you know, that's an immigrant. You don't have any. Yeah, basically that's what it means to me. That's what being an immigrant means, and the ultimate goal is to become a U.S. citizen.
And you...
what I can say is that for my other family members, it was very difficult to become a U.S. citizen. And a lot of people got here safely, you know, for my family and for other people that I know, other families, and you know, it's hard.
Well, like I said many times, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, and I'm proud of the accomplishments you made. Was there any obstacles that came in between you having a great job and living on your own?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell me more?
My financials. I couldn't afford schooling. I failed my exam a few times before I even became, you know.
And did you attend high school here in the United States?
No. No, I was already done with high school.
Did you ever go to college?
Yes, I did.
Which was where?
I went to NYU.
And, wow, that's a really good college. And how was that for you? Like, how was, you know, obviously college and high school is two different things, but it was in two different countries. So how was that different for you? Was it hard?
Yeah, it was really hard. Everything was different. My English, I was still learning English. I failed many times, failed many classes. I had to drop out of school due to, you know, financial situations. But I was able to pass my state board eventually and get my residency. And, you know, now I'm here. And with no family really here, it was kind of hard, you know, because the only one I had was my godmother and a few cousins, and they were not supportive.
So they wasn't supportive at all?
No.
And did you ever, like, at one point, like, want to go back? Like, just decided that you just want to go back and, like, just live...
No, I mean, there were many times I thought of going back just because I missed my family, you know, but I wouldn't give up what I was trying to accomplish here, you know, give it all up and just go back. It was
so not, you just fought through it?
Yeah, I fought through it, and I knew I had to do better because now I'm able to send money to my family, and I was doing that. I've been doing that for many, many years, and I'm able to help them, their situation over there, and I'm, you know, it's good.
So now that you, like, you know, you're a citizen... Like, you became a citizen. Do you, like, go back?
Well, I got married, you know. I got married here.
Oh, okay. That's so you got married.
Yeah.
And how long you been married for?
Over 15 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So did you ever return back to your country to, like, help out?
Yeah, I visit now. I visit frequently. I have, yeah.
Was you, like, ever, like, scared at first? Like, did you go back... before you was married to your country?
No.
No. And you never, like, why didn't you? You were scared?
Of course. I think every immigrant, or anyone that migrates from their country, you know, and doesn't have the proper documentation to travel back and forth, is scared to enter their country, scared of the consequences, scared of not being able to return back to New York to what you have tried to, you know, by what you're building. Of course, it's all out of fear that you don't go back.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have two.
And then, what's their names?
I have one boy and I have one girl. I have Jillian and I have Robert.
Okay, can you tell me about your kids?
What do you want to know, like their ages or?
No, just tell me about them. Like, how are they?
They're really good kids. They're both out of high school and, well, actually finished with college too. Let me see, my daughter graduated from Columbia. She graduated from Columbia. My son, he went to Hunter College.
Okay.
And yeah, they're really good kids. They also travel back and forth to Panama.
Did they ever ask you about, like, the struggles with, you know,
your education? I let them know. They're very well informed of the way I made it here and the struggles I had to endure. I'm sorry.
Was that hard for you to tell them, like, you know, of the course, pain and, like, everything you had to go through?
Yeah, it's hard, you know, speaking to you right now, you know, the same way it's hard. It's bringing up all these old memories of what I had to do to get here and how my time here was back then, and with the schooling, it's hard, but my kids are very well informed. They know what I had to do, and they know they have to be grateful, for what they have, and to be a U.S. citizen. It means everything.
So. Well, that's good. I know a lot of people don't have, they're not brave enough to, tell their story. Okay, well.
Yeah, my story, I prayed for faith and strength. Many days I was terrified, but I kept on getting up, So many didn't do well and didn't make it. So sometimes when I think about the times I had and went through, I wonder how I'm still alive, to be honest. I didn't really get in depth with you of everything that I, went through, because, I don't really want all my business out there, but I am, giving you an insight, a clear vision of what I went through. And I thank God every day, some people will receive by others that made the journey, before them. I was one of the lucky ones, to be in such a strange land with no support system, really, it's kind of hard. Everything was just so different. So I'm just thankful. So what else do you want to know, Stephanie?
Well, hearing your story was really amazing for you to, be brave, like I said. And I know everything must have been hard. And I do congratulate you with everything you've been through, because you accomplished a lot with everything you are telling me. So let's see what else questions I would like to ask you. And do you ever feel, how was it like to leave everybody you left in Panama to come here?
Like I said, it was hard. I left my mom, I left my dad, I left my brothers, my sisters. It was hard. I'm thankful that my sister made it to New York as well a few years after me. So, she lives out here. It's really just me and her out here now. So I'm just thankful to have my sister here in New York.
And how old is your sister?
She's a little younger than me, I believe. Oh, my God, my memory is bad. Oh, my gosh. This is my middle sister. She is 49, just turned 49.
Oh, 49.
Yeah.
And what did you guys do for her birthday?
What did we do for her birthday? Wow, okay. We went to a nice restaurant here in the city. That's one of the great things about living in New York, right? We have so many nice restaurants.
Yeah.
And so many things to do, and sightseeing is beautiful, and, a lot of museums, so we do that frequently.
We learn
about the history of New York.
What fun stuff did you used to do in Panama?
Well, everything was, and we just play outside. We were just happy to be able to play with each other. We would make toys. We would make our toys. We were not as fortunate as the kids nowadays, especially here in New York. We didn't have any electronics, anything like that. No PS4s or whatever these kids are using nowadays. We didn't have any of those things. We made our toys, and we were just happy to be outside, fresh air every day.
And you play the PlayStation, right? Correct?
Well, of course, now, yeah. My son drove me crazy.
Was it the first time you used it?
It's still confusing, girl. It's still confusing. I still don't know how to touch those things. I just buy whatever they want.
Wow, it looks like you're living a great life here in New York City.
Yeah, so I think I made the right decision.
And why you say that?
Because, you just said it. I'm living a great life. It was a struggle, but...
Do you believe that your life could get even more better? Or it became better already?
I'm just grateful. That's what I am, grateful. Whatever I have or whatever I get, I'm grateful.
Do you have any regrets about leaving your country to come?
Yeah, like I said before, leaving my family.
But you wouldn't go back?
What do you mean? Like, if I had to do it all again, would I do it?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do it. I really would.
All right. All right, well, it was great talking to you. So, like you said, you don't have any pictures of journal entries, correct?
No, I don't have any of that.
All right. Is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't?
Maybe you could have asked how I feel about all the political nonsense that's going on now. But
I mean, yeah.
I don't know if I want to get into all that. There's so much.
I did ask you that.
I don't really agree with what, you know, Trump is doing now with immigration, trying to.
There we go. Yeah, I agree.
Trying to build a wall and.
Well, see, I did ask you that about the violent conflicts and natural disasters and stuff like that. Yeah.
I call Trump a natural disaster.
Well, yeah. Well, we all do, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, he's a natural disaster. Everything that he wants to do and his outlook on immigrants is just horrible. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I truly agree with you. So, before leaving, would you like me to send you a copy of this recording?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It'll be nice to play for my kids.
No problem. And you are aware, once again, that this recording and this interview is going to be part of a collection of oral history collection with the Brooklyn College, and I will present this to my class, and it's part of my project. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
And a photo of you, is that okay for
sure.
The Brooklyn College? All right, well, I'm very happy that this is going to be published. Well, and thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for listening to my story. Your questions were great, and I wish you the best.
All right, and the ending time of this interview will be 11:26.